They said she might be very tired for a week after that. So far, she hasn't been. So I hope I can go down next this week.
So you were right, you have to press the Wi-Fi there. Yeah.
So.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Service. I'm going to not going to mute you right at the start. But we're just going to have an Easter response, and I'd like that, even if it is all a bit cacophonous, I think that would be good to have this morning. So, welcome, everybody. Special welcome to Richard Beckett, a deacon on the Methodist circuit, who's going to participate in our service this morning. It's good to see you, Richard.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoy our service. But our message today, we start with our response. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Praise the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So now we're going to join in our first hymn, Jesus Christ is Risen Today.
Thank you.
following that wonderful hymn, I now have a short video presentation which reminds us of the meaning of Easter. Reminds us that not all of our days are days that we want to remember. One of us. Let us pray. Faithful one whose word is life, come with saving power to free our praise, inspire our prayer, and shape our lives for the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We now have a reading, a composite reading from the Gospel about the
Jesus is risen. Matthew chapter 28 verses 1 through 10. Mark chapter 16 verses 1 through 10. Luke chapter 24 verses 1 through 11. And John chapter 20 verses 1 through 18.
After Jesus died, some of his friends laid his body in a big tomb. They sealed it shut with a large round stone. Soldiers guarded the tomb. 3 days later, the earth shook. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven and pushed the stone away from the tomb. Then the angel sat on the stone. When the soldiers saw the angel, they fell to the ground. Mary was walking to the tomb with some of her friends. They saw the angel, who said,
"Do not be afraid. Jesus is not here. He has risen. Go and tell Peter and the other disciples that Jesus is alive."
On their way, the women saw Jesus. They fell to their knees and worshiped him. Jesus smiled and said,
"Go tell the others that I will see them in Galilee."
So Mary ran to tell the disciples.
I'm now going to hand over to Richard, who is going to introduce our next song and then lead us in prayer. Richard.
Thank you. It's really good to be here with you today. Alison is here as well with me. Just in the background, behind the peace lily that you can see on the left or the right. But it's really good to be here with you today and to be joining in worship in this way. Little did we think a year ago that we would still be meeting together on Zoom, but here we are. Conscious that many other people are meeting in all sorts of different ways this morning, some in our churches, many in their homes, some on the phone, some of us watching each other. And acknowledging that God is with us and that Jesus is alive. How good it is to be worshipping in this way. So Adrian asked me whether I'd choose a favourite Easter hymn, but to be honest, I don't know whether I have one. Because I think Easter hymns for me are quite often linked with events that have happened in the past, significant events in my life anyway, in the lives of our families. I think particularly of Easter People, the event that the Methodist Church ran for many years and brought a great deal of meaning to my life and to the lives of many other people who I know were deeply influenced by those events and activities and the joining together of many Christians. But the words that came to mind, those of you who were part of the Methodist worship at home this morning will have heard this hymn already, so this might be the second time for you. But the words that came to mind particularly were the words which leap across the years. So this is from the song "See What a Morning," and the second verse, the words say, "The voice that spans the years, speaking life, stirring hope, bringing hope, bringing peace to us, will resound till he appears, for he lives. Christ is risen from the dead." Thank you, Adrian.
What a morning.
So we're going to use within our prayers, just a short passage from Luke's Gospel, Luke 24, well-known words for us. And just I'll read them for you. Then perhaps you'd like to read them for yourselves. And then I'll read a prayer. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. Comforting God, on this Easter day, when we celebrate again your power, which raised Jesus from death to life, we pray for all those people who journey through grief and sadness. As the women journeyed to the tomb, they knew shock and the stark realization that this seemed to be the end of a closeness which had nurtured and inspired them like no other companionship had ever done. Loving God, be with all those who mourn this day. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of Lord Jesus. God who fills the empty void, on this Easter day when we celebrate again your power, which raised Jesus from death to life, we pray for all those people who have felt the presence of Jesus missing for them in some way. People feeling disconnected because of the pandemic, because of the loss of closeness and presence with loved ones living far away, because of the difficulty of not being able to worship in a church building, because they have never known what it is that they seek. God, who releases us from the fear of not finding Jesus, fill us and those we pray for with a sense that through Jesus' resurrection, he seeks and finds the lost and downhearted. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" God, who sends messengers of hope, on this Easter day, when we celebrate again your power, which raised Jesus from death to life, we pray for all those who challenge and disturb us and make us think again about our lives. Those prophets of our time who question the way things are. Those people who challenge oppressive regimes and policies. We think of those countries at this moment who are looking to change policy or change regime. We think of those who had to make fair decisions about the distribution of wealth, resources, medication, and aid. For all of us, as we share in the decision-making process about the future of your church and its peoples, God of the questioning heart, prompt us again to ask the right questions and listen to you for the answers we seek. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. God, the voice that spans the years, speaking life, stirring hope, bringing peace on this Easter day, we pray for ourselves as people who perhaps for the first time remember the words of Jesus. But not just recalling from memory something we learnt once and reciting it like actors in a play reading a script. For God has already done that work, as promised, by putting laws in our minds and writing on our hearts through the death and resurrection of Jesus. We pray for a fresh movement of the Spirit of God among people, so that for many today, the penny drops, the jigsaw piece falls into place. The bulb lights, and we live again as the remembered body of Christ in the world. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Richard. Carol is going to read for us in a moment a passage from Corinthians. How can we ever forget Easter? But Paul, in his letters, wrote to the various churches, reminding them of the truth of Easter. Thank you, Carol.
So the reading is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 3-11. From the Living Bible. I passed on to you right from the first what had been told to me, that Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures said he would, and that he was buried, and that 3 days afterwards he arose from the grave, just as the prophets foretold. He was seen by Peter and later by the rest of the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 Christian brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died by now. Then James saw him, and later all the apostles. Last of all, I saw him too, long after the others, as though I had been born almost too late for this. For I am the least worthy of all the apostles, and I shouldn't even be called an apostle at all after the way I treated the Church of God. But whatever I am now, it is all because God poured out such kindness and grace upon me, and not without results. For I have worked harder than all the other apostles, yet actually I wasn't doing it, but God working in me to bless me. It makes no difference who worked the hardest, I or they. The important thing is that we preach the gospel to you and you believed it. Amen.
Our next hymn reminds us that there can be no Easter day unless there was a Good Friday. And we're now going to sing There Is a Green Hill Far Away. Today's message is simple. Happy Easter, he is risen. The true message of Easter is that he is risen. But many this morning, when they got out of bed, maybe had an Easter basket, had an Easter egg. Does Easter mean eggs to you? It seems at Easter time, everywhere we look, we see candy eggs or colour eggs and egg decorations. But what do eggs have to do with Easter? They seem to do with chocolate and sweets rather than Easter. What do they have to do with Easter? Exactly. What is the meaning of the Easter egg? For centuries, people thought of the egg as something very special. Those of you who have an egg with you this morning, whether it's an Easter egg or a real hen's egg, pick it up, look at it. Just seems to be an object, a solid object. But of course, when a bird eggs hatches, out comes a live baby chick or another bird. To be honest, today many Easter eggs are hollow, empty inside. When I was young, when you opened an Easter egg, the sweets were inside, but nowadays they seem to package the eggs and the sweets separately, which loses some of the meaning of the egg, doesn't it? Finding what is good inside the egg. But the hatching of a real egg truly is a miracle. Have you ever seen an egg hatch? Our next short video is exactly that, a chick hatching from an egg. That's the shortened version. The actual full video, which I could have shown you, but I think maybe Carol would have turned around to start eating her Easter eggs behind her if I had, lasts for 45 minutes. Takes a long time for the little chick to get out of the egg. But it's truly a miracle. The life it produces has become a symbol of many wonderful things. But did you notice that one of the things that has to happen is that the chick has to break the egg that it is in? It has to break out but the confines of what it has known up to now, in order to actually receive the true gift of life, it's got to break out of where it is. Reminds us that we have to break out, enable God to break us out of our confines. But the symbol of the egg, it reminds us of new life. Things like springtime, when everything comes alive. When the grass turns green and trees blossom. And all the beautiful flowers start to bloom. Springtime. New life. Fresh showers. Rainbows. The beauty of nature. All good things, isn't it? But of course, as we've been saying, it is a symbol of Jesus as well. A symbol of his resurrection, a symbol that he is risen. And after his resurrection, the egg became a religious symbol. Many years ago, the tradition was for Christians to exchange coloured Easter eggs with each other and announce, "Christ is risen." And that's how the tradition of the Easter egg, this wonderful symbol of life, became so important at Easter time. Next time somebody asks you if you know what the meaning of the Easter egg is, you can say, "Yes, I know exactly how it started." But this week and beyond, when we're enjoying our Easter treats, our Easter chocolate, the eggs, remember those special words, "Christ has risen." Today and every day, those words have special meaning for us because we have Jesus Christ in our hearts. When the women went to the tomb, they were expecting to find the body of Jesus, but they found that the tomb was empty. It was empty not because Jesus had gone away, but because Jesus had risen in order that he could be with us. He had risen because he had defeated death. As we heard when Carol read to us from Corinthians, we need to be reminded of that truth. When Richard led us in their prayers, using that passage from the Gospels to remind us, it is very, very easy for us to forget the message of Easter, other than on Easter Day when we receive the Easter eggs. We should never forget. For Christ gave his all in order that we might have life. We shout, "He is risen, alleluia." But we should never forget Good Friday and the cross. The price he paid in order that we might be able to shout, "Alleluia." Let us pray. Lord God, you love this world so much that you gave your one and only Son that we might be called your children too. Lord, help us to live in the gladness and grace of Easter Sunday every day. Let us have hearts of thankfulness for your sacrifice. Let us have eyes that look upon your grace and rejoice in our salvation. Help us to walk in that mighty grace and tell your good news to the world. All for your glory do we pray, Lord. Amen. We're now going to conclude our service by joining in Thine Be the Glory. Now, quite a few of us have already joined in this as part of the virtual choir. This is the version that many of us sang to, and we thank Sandra for assembling it all together into this virtual choir version of Thine Be the Glory. Go forth together in pilgrimage, confident that God's Spirit will guide us on the way, and let us say the grace together. May the grace of
the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore.
Amen.
I appreciate what they're trying to
Christ. Do. Is written. Hallelujah.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
God bless. Have a great week. There are a few notices which I will share with you now as we all come together. There's no prayer meeting tomorrow as it's a bank holiday, but we meet as normal on Wednesday for prayer. As many know, Norma's Thanksgiving service is on Thursday. And for those who are unable to be amongst the limited numbers that are allowed in church. The service will be here on Zoom at 1:30 in the afternoon on Thursday. And then similarly on Friday, we have Winnie Clifton's funeral at 11 o'clock. So that will be broadcast here instead of our usual prayer meeting on Friday. Next Sunday morning, we're meeting here at 11 for our usual Zoom service led by Martin. And Kathy, I think King's Club is meeting in the garden next Sunday morning. Is that right?
King's Kids. Yeah, 11 o'clock. We're meeting. We're just one day early, apparently, for having an indoor meeting. So we're having in the garden. Hopefully the weather's like it is today. And we're doing an Easter journey through the story with the young people.
Okay. Thank you very much, Carol. Any other notices anybody wishes to bring to us today?
Perhaps just to tell people, if they haven't already been to see the Easter garden at the corner of the Waitrose car park, then it's worth a trip. And if you could take a bottle of water with you and give a drink to a couple of plants, well, that would be a bonus. Watering on Thursday, but they haven't had anything since Thursday. So if you go, take some water with you, please. Okay.
Thank you.
Anything anybody else has for us? If not, then we finish by greeting ourselves, each other once again with those words, "He is risen. Alleluia."
Hallelujah.
Thank you all.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see you this
Bye.
Sunday.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. B